Hello, and welcome to Animal Chiropractic Clinic Chatter, a podcast where Dr. O, from All Creatures Every Spine, interviews doctors and animal owners that utilize animal chiropractic to get their unique perspectives. Yes, it's really a thing. Dr. O utilizes his 30 years of experience as both an animal chiropractor and veterinarian, and to dig deep into the discussion of complex issues affecting the lives of your animal friends and companions. Join us for this educational episode. Thanks for joining us for this portion of the episode as Dr. O begins to answer the question, what is animal chiropractic? He will look at how the chiropractic adjustment is a valuable and viable treatment for what ails your animals.
What is animal chiropractic? Animal chiropractic is amazing, sometimes unbelievable, sometimes seems like it's a miracle, but animal chiropractic is just the science. It's based on things like gravity, physics, science, you know, the science that, you know, when the brain was formed as a neural tube and then everything else was formed and all the organs and all the cells in the body are controlled by the brain. And there's a feedback mechanism to make sure that you breathe when you have to breathe and you don't need to think about breathing. And when you breathe, oxygen goes into your body or air goes into your body and the cells take the oxygen out. And then that oxygen goes to your lung, from your lungs to all the other cells in your body to keep you alive. And that's kind of what chiropractic is based on. Because what chiropractic does is it makes sure that all the wires are firing just the way they should be. And so we restore nervous flow. You can think about it, you know, like lights in a Christmas tree. You know, when one bulb goes out or you get one bulb weak and the lights start to flicker, sometimes it's difficult to find. But you go in, you find that one place where it's not working right, and boom, you fix that one spot and the whole light string works again. And that's kind of the way animal chiropractic works. We go in, we have an animal that's not working right. Could be muscles, you know, but let's think about what the muscles are. You've got the muscles that work the legs. You've got the muscles that make you run fast. You also have the muscles that digest your food because the stomach and intestines are just one long muscle. And you also have the muscle that makes your heart beat. You know, that's a muscle. So about everything is a muscle. All muscles are controlled by the nervous system. And if the control is proper, then we have a nice toned muscle. If the, you know, it's not proper, then we get a flabby tone. So what kind of flabby tone? Well, we've got legs that don't work right. We have, you know, intestines that don't process the food right, don't digest what needs to come out, that, you know, just let the food go right through. Diarrhea, constipation, you know, nerves that don't work right, muscles that don't work right, irregular heartbeat. All those things can be tied to faulty communication of the nervous system. And so your animal chiropractor job is to remove those interferences. They are the only profession in the world that knows how to identify and remove vertebral subluxations or nervous system interferences from animals without doing surgery. The number of animals that it works on is amazing. There are stories and stories in the who, you know, listen to the who is animal chiropractic. You're going to hear all kinds of stories about successful animal chiropractic and successful animal chiropractors. We had a lady bring a dog in to the students, to class. It was her first trip. Never had been to animal chiropractic before. But she got on the list. We called her up, said, hey, we need some dogs for lab. She said, okay, I'll bring some dogs. She brought her dog in. She looked at the student and said, I'm going to be quite honest with you. If this doesn't work, you know, we're at our wit's end. This dog is going to be put to sleep. She's lived a good life, but it must be time because she can't get up and get around. She no longer enjoys the quality of life. 2 days later, we got a text message. Thank you so much for giving Lulu a second life. She's amazing. She's getting up and down. She's moving all around. She's doing fantastic. I'll be in next week for my second visit. Thank you again. This stuff is amazing. It's not amazing. It just is. What we need to do as animal chiropractors and friends and people who utilize animal chiropractic is tell everybody about it. It is our job to educate people about a change in the paradigm so that we go and we use animal chiropractic first, then drugs, then surgery. And that is what it's supposed to be, above, down, inside out. Until next time, have a well-adjusted life. Thank you.
Make sure to visit our website, allcreatureseveryspine.com, where you can subscribe to the show and learn more about getting your animals adjusted. If you're in the Meridian, Texas area, drop in on a Tuesday afternoon to get your animals adjusted. If that isn't possible, schedule a consultation on your animal's health with Dr. O. You can also purchase a copy of Dr. O's book, Yes, It's Really a Thing. Join us as Dr. O interviews a certified chiropractor, veterinarian, or an animal owner. These enthusiastic people explain how they utilize animal chiropractic to alter the lives of the animals in their communities.
All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Animal Chiropractic Clinic Chatter. Today's guest is Dr. Valentina. How do you go?
Dr. Val.
Dr. Val. All right. Tell us a little bit about Dr. Val.
So, I practice in Durham, North Carolina. I'm in officially licensed as a chiropractor for humans. However, I am certified with the AVCA in animal chiropractic.
Cool. Why did Dr. Val get excited about animal chiropractic?
Because I absolutely adore animals and I want to see them have the best opportunity in life that I see as well in my human patients.
Okay, cool. So tell us about one of your biggest wins since being an animal chiropractor.
Absolutely. So I've had animals coming through my doors that have been carried in the office, or some of them literally dragging both their hind legs, dragging one leg. And after one chiropractic treatments, the next day, they're able to walk on their own, as well as with further treatments have regained bladder control, which is definitely something that owners love because people would love that. But it's quick. Animals really respond to chiropractic adjustments. So it's awesome.
Well, cool. So one of the things that I often hear is from chiropractors about how hard it is in certain states to practice.
Yes. Yes.
But yet, you know, that I haven't heard that yet from you. So tell me a little bit about North Carolina and how it works.
So in North Carolina, I had to do a bit of digging in, especially talking with the chiropractic board to see what I could and couldn't do. I also tried reaching out with other animal chiropractors in the area. So basically, after talking to my board, there is a lot of gray in the law. And as long as I'm doing just chiropractic work, then that is still covered within my scope. So I'm able to do that. I just can't do anything else like acupuncture and things like that. But that's fine with me.
Yeah, but what do you do on people?
Well, on people, it's different. So people, I'm licensed, so I'm able to
do everything. Perform more. But you adjust first, correct?
Absolutely.
With everybody. Great. Yes. All right. So I got to go into my questions here. I don't have them all memorized yet. So how has animal chiropractic changed your life?
So animal chiropractic has changed my life as well as my personal business life. It's brought in a whole new purpose into our office as well as in my personal life. You can see just how quickly animals respond to chiropractic adjustments, and they're just so grateful within their eyes. And I absolutely love when owners tell me how special it is that their dog just gave me a lick as a sign of affection, because it's something that they never do. So it's really fulfilling for me.
Cool. All right. Now, do you do all animals, just dogs, just horses?
The majority in my office right now are dogs. I have a few cats and as well as horses. I've also adjusted a pig once, which was really interesting.
All right. And how'd the pig do?
She did great. She squealed a lot, but she did really good.
Very vocal, aren't they?
Very vocal.
All right. So, you know, we can't have a discussion on animal chiropractic, especially. Where did you go to human chiropractic school?
So I went to Sherman College of Chiropractic in South Carolina.
Okay. And where did you go to animal chiropractic school?
ACES in Texas, of course.
All right. All right. Good. We just get that out there. And how did you find the philosophies jive?
So the philosophy drives really close together. Sherman College is really strong in their philosophy of chiropractic. They start implementing it on day one as soon as you walk through the doors. And it's really a kind of a big driving key and piece that is really important. And ACES kind of follows right along with it. So it fit perfectly.
Good. Above, down, inside, out.
Always.
And it's always the what?
The Atlas.
It's always the Atlas. All right. So are you finding that, what percentage of your animal patients have an Atlas subluxation?
I absolutely do almost every Atlas that comes in through the door.
Cool. Yeah. It's always the Atlas. If you don't do anything else, you adjust the Atlas, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, cool. Let's see what else we got. What do you wish all the animal owners in your area knew about animal chiropractic?
So animal chiropractic is an excellent healthcare tool that can be used at any stage of an animal's life. You don't have to wait till the animal is in pain or unable to walk to have the benefits of animal chiropractic. So chiropractic is a great preventative measure to maintain an optimal functioning nervous system by reducing any nerve flow interference.
All right. And how do you remove that interference in animals?
Adjusting.
With?
My hands.
The magic hands. Yes.
The magic hands. All hands.
So, I mean, I'm sure you get this, you know, but how do you adjust a horse?
So horses, we have a bail that we stand on to get onto the horse's back. And the nice thing about horses is they actually provide their own stability because they're such a big animal. So I don't have to kind of hold onto their underneath their belly. Obviously, my arms can't reach anyway. So we get up top of a bail, have enough height where I can actually put a nice thrust and follow the line of the joint.
Cool. And is that any added wear and tear on your body? You know, working on horses?
Honestly, you have to be careful of your positioning as well, because any force that you put into the horse, it's a force that comes back into your body. I personally like to maintain my physical fitness as well. So I do, because I'm aware and I want to be practicing chiropractic for a really, really long time. So I want to make sure my body is up for it and just kind of stable. But I always watch my biomechanics, make sure that I get the right line of drive, but it goes well.
Cool. What do you wish non-certified chiropractors in your area knew?
So for non-certified chiropractors, if you're an animal lover, definitely go and shadow an animal chiropractor and see if it's something that you are willing to bring into your office. So there's a huge need for animal chiropractic, and it's definitely not known. So there's a lot of opportunities with it, and you already know how chiropractic works with your human patients. So why not bring the same to your furry companions and make sure that they're thriving in life?
Okay. So what about the veterinarians that in your area that aren't doing their own chiropractic, that aren't certified?
I would recommend that they talk to someone that does animal chiropractic. It's definitely a tool that they can bring into their clinic, and it can bring the best care for an animal just right there. I get a lot of vet referrals that they've tried everything on an animal and there's just no improvement in them, but then they come through my doors and they respond so quickly and positively with the chiropractic adjustment.
All right. Cool. All right. One last question.
Yes.
You know, there's some ACEs students, and our program is on your own pace, right?
Yes.
And we have people that are struggling to get to lab one. They just, you know, can't make the time. So what, any words of advice to the quizzes are too hard, you know, any words of advice to your fellow students?
Absolutely. So hang in there. I know it's a lot of material and it can be very hard and struggling, but it's totally worth it. And if you ever need help, feel free to reach out to any of your fellow students, as well as people that are in the practice doing animal chiropractic, because we are willing to help you. And reach out to your instructors, and repetition is so key.
Great. What was the biggest thing about your animal chiropractic program that was unexpected and in your practice chiropractic life?
From the program?
Yeah.
So from the program, I really enjoyed how much hands-on time that we've had whenever we went to the labs, because that's something that when you go home, at least it's kind of that repetition is stuck in, like you get that memory repetition in your head, and it's easier to kind of practice on your own. Because as soon as you get into clinic or in practice by yourself, it's just pretty much you. So you have to have that repetition memory set into your mind that way. And that program definitely gave you that for you.
Cool. All right. Did adjusting animals, do you think that helps in your human practice? Does it help you adjust humans?
Yes. So humans, yes, the structure is differently. However, an adjustment is still the same. You still want to have a nice, like a big speed. You don't want it to put a lot of force. I personally can't. I am a small woman, but so speed is definitely key. And with animals, you can't really fake it. So you can't tell the animal to walk better. So knowing that you're impacting that animal's life, sometimes especially when you're a new doctor, you may have doubts if you're actually helping your humans. So seeing that, yes, I am helping my animal patients, that it reminds me then, of course, I am helping my humans as well.
Cool. So positive reinforcement.
Absolutely.
Immediate gratification.
Yes, it is.
All right. So is it difficult sometimes to remember time?
Timing?
Yeah. Like it took the body time to get sick. Maybe we're not going to be 100%.
Yes, it can be difficult. A lot of the times you meet a lot of people that are thinking, okay, well, I want immediate results right away. And you sometimes kind of get trapped into that as well. So it kind of gives you a moment to step back and think, you know, when I look at your x-rays or when I see your condition, even with animals, this is taken, like for an animal, sometimes they come in when they're 12 years old. I'm like, that's 12 years old that they've never gotten an adjustment. So I can't expect them to be able to walk after just one visit. Sometimes it just takes a little bit more time. And however, we're always looking for the small improvements. And those are big victories, even if they're small.
That's right. So, all right. Now this one here, do you have any that like, if I could have had a little more time, or if I had done this, you know, we're not going to call them failures, but where maybe the animal didn't respond like you hoped it would.
So I've had one probably in the beginning, and a lot of it had to do with my own confidence at the start. I was helping a little beagle, though I don't think I educated the owner well enough in the beginning.
Okay.
So she did say she had some improvement, but then after didn't schedule a visit to come back after the second visit. So I feel like I could have helped her more, but I think I didn't do a good job at explaining to the owner how some things just take a little bit more time.
And maybe about how chiropractic is a process, not a procedure. Yeah. We have that problem too. So I had one the other day. I think it was the worst atlas I've ever seen. I adjusted it 3 times in a 2-hour period so we could get the atlas to hold long enough to get the dog to the car again.
Oh, yeah.
It was like way out of whack. So we're going to see that dog again tomorrow and hopefully have some positive things. But
good.
Now, do you need x-rays on every patient you see?
No.
For an animal?
Yeah. For an animal? No. Yeah. So a lot of times I can't even take x-rays. So as long as I know they don't have any like traumas, like an accident or an injury, then I know it is safe to adjust an animal.
Okay. So what happens if you think an animal might have, like, say, a broken leg? Can you still adjust it?
I can adjust the spine for sure. I probably wouldn't touch the leg. I would like to have a vet kind of look at it as well and let the leg heal and then settle the bone back to putting it back in place where it should be.
All right. So cool. So I don't have to go to my vet first and get x-rays. I can come see you and we can determine if they're needed or not.
You don't have to. I just like a good, well-rounded integrity care for your animal. So I actually really enjoy my connections with vets because it's a great network with me and we can kind of bounce off ideas. For example, I had a dog that comes in with random swellings. I would adjust it, but the swelling would occasionally happen again. So in my head, I'm thinking, okay, this is probably something that the vet could do a blood work for. So it's great to have that back and forth connection, but definitely don't need x-rays for an adjustment.
Cool. All right. So anyway, well, I appreciate it, all your time. Do you, anything else you want to talk about?
No. I think I've mentioned all of it and I really hope that we see more animal chiropractors out there because I've seen this part of my practice explode rapidly without even doing any paid marketing and it's just really fulfilling and I think it could benefit so many people and so many animals.
So you're going to be looking to hire an associate here pretty soon, huh?
Almost. So.
Cool. Yeah. For the animal part, not for the human.
For the animal. I have every single day I'm cleaning that animal room, making sure it's tidy for the next patient because it's just back and forth, back and forth.
Cool. All right. Well, I'm glad you're doing successful. Hey, welcome to another episode of Animal Chiropractic Clinic Chatter. I'm your host, Dr. O. And today we have the wise and wonderful Dr. Larry Allen.
Here we go.
All right. Tell us a little bit about Dr. Allen.
Well, let's see. I've been a chiropractic patient all my life. I knew when I was about 12 years old that I wanted to be a chiropractor. I never really wanted to be anything else. I mean, I dabbled in a couple of things, but I knew I was headed to chiropractic. I didn't know I was headed to doing animals, that's for sure. I had a people practice in Temecula for about 15 years, and when I started doing animals, it didn't take much long after that to realize that I didn't need an office anymore. And I'm now 100% mobile and carry a portable table with me. So I still adjust humans. If it has a spine, I'll adjust it, which means, you know, no politicians, no attorneys. So, but that's how I work every day and travel way too much.
Cool. How has animal care, we kind of touched a little bit. But tell me how animal chiropractic has affected your life.
Well, once I gave up my people practice, my office, I mean, and went all mobile, I mean, everything changed. It was the freedom and the, you know, I don't make nearly as much money, but I don't spend nearly as much money on overhead and that sort of thing either. And it's a much more independent lifestyle, more freedom, more fun, more less having to put up with humans. Horses smell better.
Horses smell better. All right. So let's talk wins. How long have you been an animal chiropractor now?
Well, I started holding myself out as an animal chiropractor in 96. So that's 20, coming up on 25 years. But I didn't get certified until 2001. Wins, you mean like, do you mean the patients that have been adjusted or do you mean the lifestyle changes or what do you mean? The patients just go and go and go. I mean, I just had one the other day where I wasn't even, nobody was really able to touch this horse. And a couple of vets had been out and they didn't have any answers. One vet injected cortisone in the neck. And I asked the client why, and she said she didn't know. And I thought that was interesting. Let's just go ahead and inject him. But, and I told the lady, I'm not sure I'm going to be able to get an adjustment in on this horse. I don't know. She just won't even let me get close. She won't stand still. She doesn't want to be friends. And somehow or another, I snuck in the first Atlas adjustment and then a second Atlas adjustment, and everything changed. The horse settled down, head went down. A gait had fallen off the hinge onto the horse, but they didn't know where it hit the horse because it hit the lady too, and she ended up on the ground. But apparently I affected it somehow. And I thought that was a gigantic win, and I thought about it all day long, and still am thinking about it. So that sort of thing. I don't mean to say it's routine, but it sure is common. Those things are not unusual. They happen pretty regularly, and that's pretty satisfying.
You know, I had a chiropractor tell me once that chiropractic isn't about miracles. It just is.
It just is. It just happens. I don't even want to say it works. It's just you do it and the effect comes around and you get what you get. And I just kind of direct it, but I'm not looking for the miracles. They just happen. And they're, like I say, they're common.
Yep.
Yeah. You almost don't look for them.
So the one thing that I would like to talk about a little bit, and I'm going to draw your memory way back, because it's a case we talked about once, and it's a case that I see similarities to all the time on Facebook, social media, these young chiropractors coming out. And remember, you sent me an x-ray of a dog that you thought maybe shouldn't be adjusted. Remember that dog? You want to tell me about it?
Yep.
From Mexico.
Well, I don't remember the details of it, but I remember that they had the x-ray and that I looked at it and I got spooked by it. And there is that thing about having too much information that, you know, an ounce of doubt and you're out. That what this dog needed was an adjustment. And it didn't. First of all, like you said, is that a chiropractic x-ray? Well, no, it's not. It's just an x-ray of just a point in time. That's all it is. I don't even remember what was wrong with the dog. I don't recall all the details, but
fractured back. Yeah, fractured back.
Oh no, that was the one that got hit by a car, I think.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, I do remember now.
Vertebral body fracture, but very little displacement.
And
paralyzed.
I adjusted everything else besides, and I adjusted everything else. And that's right. That was Midnight. And it had happened 3 days earlier. They of course took the dog to the vet, got the x-rays, and she hadn't peed in 3 days. And I was working on her in the back of my truck, and I adjusted her neck, and all of a sudden, whoosh, off came 3 days worth of urine. It was, you know, the stinky, smelly kind that right. builds up after 3 days. And I do remember now. And I just adjusted her neck, and there was a spot in her middle back. I think it was her lower back that had the fracture and something in the pelvis or something. But I did see the guy maybe a year ago, and he said he lives in Mexico. And he said that Midnight, you know, runs on the beach and has friends she runs with, and she's unaffected by her adventure. So it was one of those where you just ignore the information that doesn't belong.
Just find the vertebral subluxations.
Yeah. Forgot all about that. Midnight.
Yeah. Find the vertebral subluxations and remove that interference. Yep.
Cool. And she did well right away. And then it was a couple of months before she was running on the beach, but yeah, that was a good one. I forgot about that.
uh, you know, smartphones.
You forget about nothing.
Smartphones. Smartphones. No, no, no. I just have a good smartphone.
All right.
I can go back and look at all that stuff. So, yeah, no, I forget a lot. Just ask.
Oh, yeah.
Just ask people I live with. Anyway.
She already told me.
So what? Probably more than one. What do you wish all the animal owners knew about animal chiropractic?
Well, I do think that people wait until there's something wrong and you're the last resort and I don't know what else to do. I've tried everything else. Let's try chiropractic. And I do try and get it through them that chiropractic is not just for aches and pains and headaches and backaches and paralyzed dogs. It's for keeping them healthy all the time, especially a performance horse. Those animal owners will wait till the last minute or right before a show or whatever to have their horse adjusted and won't stick with a regular thing. And they'll wait until they see a symptom and then they'll call up and say, I mean, I was very first doing animals. I remember a lady said to me, Dr. Allen, if you can't help this horse, we're going to have her put down. And I said, gosh, that hardly ever happens in my people practice. It was kind of a shock the way animal owners, horses especially, think differently, but they do. But I wish they would understand more that it's for health and peak performance than it is for, fixing the lameness or whatever they're looking for. He won't turn to the right. Well, he started not turning to the right a week ago, so you should have called me then, you know, that sort of thing.
So you mentioned earlier how you had adjusted some animals and then you went and got certified. So you went and took a course, I'm assuming. Did you notice a difference in your success and the animals' responses after you learned the anatomy and biomechanics?
You know, here's the thing. I was growing in my skills. I was feeling pretty good about it. I was getting good results. I was pretty sure that I was wasting money and that these people were not going to teach me anything. And I got to the animal chiropractic school and was blown away how much more there was for me to learn and techniques that I hadn't thought of. And oh yeah, everything changed. Everything changed because I got properly educated. You don't know what you don't know. And I thought I had figured it out pretty good, but Dr. Willoughby was there for a couple of years before me. So she had it figured out way better than I did.
Yeah. Yeah. And I find whenever I have a question, I can't ask Dr. Willoughby anymore. I go to the bone room.
Yeah.
And, the bones,
put them together, slide them together some.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I'm told I study them, but that's, yeah. If you know me, I don't try not to study anything anymore. So I just go play with the bones.
Weirdo.
Yeah, I know. It works. You know, that bone was sticking this way. And I couldn't get it to move. And I don't know.
And what if it was sticking this way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what we do. You know, that's one of the cool
things. I never met Dr. Willoughby, and it's kind of a big regret.
I had the honor of being one of her last students. So, or maybe I made her retire. Wow. I don't know which one. But depends on how you look at that, I guess, right?
I guess.
Anyway, so yeah. Any words of wisdom to chiropractors out there that are doing, that are thinking about adding animal chiropractic to their repertoire?
Get educated, and after that, get certified. It may not be a requirement in your state or something like that, but I can tell you, I thought I had it going on, and learned so much. And then that next step of becoming certified, I think, is also key, because you're certified, everything changes. And then you take the test and you get certified and everything changes, because you know, and you've proven that you know, instead of having to guess and figure things out along the way and reinvent the wheel. I'm really glad that I got, you know, certified. I can't imagine not. Yeah. And by getting certified, I mean, going to school and getting certified. I mean, that is as a whole chunk, a big action, not just certification part, but the school, it's key.
Yeah. Cool. All right. What do you wish the veterinarians in your area knew about animal chiropractic?
We're not trying to be veterinarians. I'm not trying to be a veterinarian. I'm trying to be a chiropractor, and I just happen to work on animals. I'm not taking anything away from them. I still refer lots of things to veterinarians. I don't get much referral back, because it just doesn't work that way around here. Every once in a while, I get a client who says, "Oh yeah, my vet said I should try chiropractic," and maybe even they gave them my number. That's pretty rare, but I wish they would just realize that chiropractic is different than medicine. You know, whether it's people or animals, it doesn't matter. Chiropractic is not medicine. Chiropractic is chiropractic, and we're not in.
Yep. All right. Well, any parting words of wisdom? All right. Well, thank you so much. I
hadn't thought about wisdom.
Thank you so much for allowing us to spend this time today.
Fix it, leave it alone. That's a parting wisdom.
All right.
Find yeah, it. I know. You're trying. I know.
All right. No, that's great. You know.
Okay.
I think I had a talk at the ABCA about that once.
Maybe. It might have been you.
Yeah. Well, I think the first person to say it was probably BJ or DD, but, you know.
I think you're right.
But anyway, after that. So, all right, sir. Well, thank you for sharing this time with us today. We appreciate it. And
it's been my pleasure.
Until next time, have a great day. All right.
All right. Good to see you. Take care.
You too.
Bye.
If you are or know a veterinarian or chiropractor, or a student of either of these professions, visit our website, Animal Chiropractic Education Source, to see how to become certified in animal chiropractic. Start improving the lives of the animals around you. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to subscribe to the ACES channels so that you never miss an exciting episode.